Because
we were talking about this yesterday, and I genuinely don't think I would have thought for a second it was a non-British spider.
Yeah, well, I think we've...
But you've got Spider-Man knowledge, clearly.
Obviously, yes. I think we'd seen a few... I'll put it this way. I've rescued quite a few spiders in my time. we don't ever kill them. We give them a second chance, putting them outside underneath a hut, so that they can get another chance to kill insects and do their useful job.
Oh, that's good. A man of science, you see.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, without spiders, we'd be inundated by flies and things like that. So they're very good out in the garden, but not inside the fridge.
No, not inside the fridge. So it turns out that this is a wolf spider, and it could give you a nasty sting.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not going to kill you, but it's not pleasant. It could give you a sting.
Yeah, of course, we didn't know that at the time. We treated it as if it could have been a lethal one, because there'd be no anti-venom for that spider in Britain.
Listen to the scientists, Spider-Man. Listen, there's no anti-venom.
I know.
I'd be climbing the walls. I was that scared.
Actually, can I just ask, when did this actually happen? Was this last week that the actual incident happened?
Yes, it was a week ago on Tuesday. Yeah.
And is Beverly, your wife, out of the bathroom yet?
I think she had a few nightmares. I think, to be honest, I had a nightmare that night as well, actually.
I wonder. Have you seen Arachnophobia, have you?
No.
Don't watch it.
Do not watch that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the film. I was going to ask one other thing. Is it true that, obviously, you didn't put the spider out, it went to Edinburgh Butterfly and Insect World, who we're going to talk to later on?
Yeah, yeah.
But is it true that the spider turns out to be a mother?
Well, they're not sure. Last time I spoke to them, they said that it's quite difficult to work out in a smallish spider like that if it is female and if it's pregnant, but they think there's a good chance it is. So there could be lots of little baby wolf spiders running around in Edinburgh in Butterfly and Insect World.
There might be, or they could have been in your fridge if you'd not done something about it, so there's lucky.
Once we caught it, we put it in a glass. Normally when you put spiders in a glass, you can turn the glass upside up the right way.
Oh, yeah, and they'll
sit at the bottom. This one climbed straight up the walls, and my wife shouting, put a cardboard on the top. Whoa. She said, never mind that, put the butter on top of the cardboard to stop it from climbing out. She was convinced it was going to shove the cardboard off the top of the glass. So we did have a bit of a scary moment.
Did you check under your bed that night, just out
I
of
checked
interest?
Everywhere. In fact, I think I woke up in the middle of the night imagining that things were crawling all over my face. No,
I don't think it was a surprise. Are you going to have grapes again?
My wife won't go near them, but I've tried a few. The thing that was more frightening was she'd actually gone into the fridge about half an hour before that and cut off the top five grapes from the bag.
Oh,
and had that. And luckily, the spider wasn't attached to that top bunch of grapes. Otherwise, I think I'll come down and find my wife.
As long as it's not laid any not laid any eggs on those grapes.
Oh, God, let's leave it as breakfast.
I've eaten a few.
But he is.
Have you checked how many legs your wife's got this morning? She's
still just the two. I've eaten some of the grapes as well.
Oh, heavens. I'm glad I'm not a neighbour of yours.
I have to say that the SSPCA were fabulous. I phoned them up, and unfortunately for me, they came out so quickly that I didn't get a chance to take a decent photograph of it myself.
Yeah, it's not smiling in the one that you've taken the photo of, I see. Yeah. Thanks very much, David.
David, thank you so much for giving us a call. We'll try and find out which supermarket that is off air later on.
Okay, then.
Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
Spider-Man, everybody. I've had the same jeans on.